2 Maccabees 1:31, in the 149th year, it was told Judas that Antiochus Epaphras was coming with a great power into Judea, 1:32, and with him Lysias his protector and ruler of his affairs, having either of them a Grecian power of footmen, 110,000, and horsemen 5,300, and elephants 20, and 300 chariots armed with hooks. 1:33 Menelaus also joined himself with them, and with great dissimulation encouraged Antiochus, not for the safeguard of the country, but because he thought to have been made governor. 1:34 But the King of Kings moved Antiochus' mind against this wicked wretch, and Lysias informed the king that this man was the cause of all mischief, so that the king commanded to bring him unto Berea, and to put him to death, as the manner is in that place. 1:35 Now, there was in that place a tower of 50 cubits high, full of ashes, and it had a round instrument, which on every side hang down into the ashes. 1:36 And whosoever was condemned of sacrilege, or had committed any other grievous crime, there did all men thrust him unto death. 1:37 Such a death it happened that wicked man to die, not having so much as burial in the earth, and that most justly. 1:384 Inasmuch as he had committed many sins about the altar, whose fire and ashes were holy, he received his death in ashes. 1:39 Now the king came with a barbarous and haughty mind to do far worse to the Jews than had been done in his father's time. 1:310 Which things when Judas perceived, he commanded the multitude to call upon the Lord night and day, that if ever at any other time, he would now also help them, being at the point to be put from their law, from their country, and from the holy temple. 1:311 And that he would not suffer the people that had even now been but a little refreshed to be in subjection to the blasphemous nations. 1:312 So, when they had all done this together, and besought the merciful Lord with weeping, and fasting, and lying flat upon the ground, 3 days long Judas, having exhorted them, commanded they should be in a readiness. 1:313 And Judas, being apart with the elders, determined before the king's host should enter into Judea, and get the city, to go forth, and try the matter in fight, by the help of the Lord. 1:314 So when he had committed all to the Creator of the world, and exhorted his soldiers to fight manfully, even unto death, for the laws, the temple, the city, the country, and the commonwealth, he camped by Modin. 1:315 And having given the watchword to them that were about him, victory is of God. With the most valiant and choice young men, he went in into the king's tent by night, and slew in the camp about 4,000 men, and the chiefest of the elephants, with all that were upon him. 1:316 And at last, they filled the camp with fear and tumult, and departed with good success. 1:317 This was done in the break of the day, because the protection of the Lord did help him. 1:318 Now when the king had taken a taste of the manliness of the Jews, he went about to take the holds by policy, 1:319 and marched toward Bethsura, which was a stronghold of the Jews. But he was put to flight, failed, and lost of his men. 1:324 Judas had conveyed unto them that were in it such things as were necessary. 1:321 But Rhodocus, who was in the Jews' host, disclosed the secrets to the enemies. Therefore he was sought out, and when they had gotten him, they put him in prison. 1:322 The king treated with them in Bethsura the second time, gave his hand, took theirs, departed, fought with Judas, was overcome. 1:323 Heard that Philip, who was left over the affairs in Antioch, was desperately bent, confounded, entreated the Jews, submitted himself, and swore to all equal conditions, agreed with them, and offered sacrifice, honored the temple, and dealt kindly with the place, 1:324 and accepted well of Maccabeus, made him principal governor, from Ptolemais unto the Gerenians. 1:325 Came to Ptolemais. The people, there were grieved for the covenants. For they stormed, because they would make their covenants void. 1:326 Lysias went up to the judgment seat, said as much as could be in defense of the cause, persuaded, pacified, made them well affected, returned to Antioch. Thus it went touching the king's coming and departing.